It's Friday, June 4th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. SAP goes all remote while Apple splits, a new version of Windows, and let's learn from an SMB tech stack. This is the Business of Tech. SAP is moving to flexible working for its 100,000 employees, particularly based on feedback from 94% of staff who wanted the greater working flexibility. Nearly half plan to work in the office 1 or 2 days a week in the future. Apple, meanwhile, has asked employees to return to the office 3 days a week, starting in September. This per an email from Tim Cook to employees on Wednesday. Office days will be Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays, with remote options on Wednesdays and Fridays. It also includes an option for 2 weeks a year, fully remote. Digging into telework data, new data from the Economic Policy Institute shows who's benefited from work from home, and it's those with advanced degrees, and by a significant margin, it's also overwhelmingly white. Why do we care? I bring up examples of each of these to provide insights and ideas for managers and owners to make about their own business. One size fits all is not the answer, nor is lack of decision. You will need to make decisions for your own organizations, and for those selling services, should be helping customers with the process. Why? There's value in that, and it's implemented with technology. The why of this decision for individual businesses is the real value, much more so than the technology. And remember, no decision is a decision too. Microsoft has indicated that a new generation of Windows will be announced and unveiled on June 24th. Expectations include UI changes, including visual enhancements, and the end of icons dating back to Windows 95. Also reported is changes to the Windows Store. Executives have used the phrasing "new version" in their interviews. Now, why do we care? Microsoft is teasing a new version of Windows, and it's a potential big change. Heads up! My weekend thought-provoking article. ZDNet has published their SMB Stack for 2021. It's a free ebook and has lots of items clearly designed to sell product. There's some interesting data about the projections post-pandemic and how long it will take to recover with upsides and downsides. But here are the highlights. 56% of firms have successfully adopted one or more new technologies since March 2020. 54% say the pandemic has inspired long-term digital transformation projects, with 45% planning to hire new tech staff in the coming 12 months, and 53% planning to invest more heavily in digital skills training. Conversely, 27% of UK businesses intend to cut down on IT spend as lockdown rules relax, while 30% of decision makers are worried their business will revert to old practices. And a final headline. Reliance on internal on-premise systems is down to 46% from 63% last year. Now, why do we care? The other reason to care about this article was the explicit inclusion in a technical stack listing products to buy of cyber insurance. Right there with a printer, a computer, and a website, you have to have cyber insurance. That's a service offering listed with the products. And notably, IT services was not in that list. Consider that disparity. And an almost 20% drop in on-prem servers in a year should not go unnoticed. You say servers are slowly going away. I'd argue 20% isn't slow. Small detail to consider. Think you know PC-Matic? Think again. PC-Matic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero trust, default deny endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to focus again on prevention, and PC-Matic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP and ask about their exclusive lead sharing program backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening to the Business of Tech. No weekend bonus episode this weekend. Back again on Monday. Have a great weekend.